All right, it's good to come out, get a win after the bye in the division. Now we got to focus. Got to get better. Got to get better in each of the three phases. We'll open it up to questions.
Do you have any updates on Justin, Victor?
No. No updates. We got to take a good look at him this week.
Coach, it's only been one game so far, but to you, what was the biggest difference for this team before the bye and the week after?
We used a lot of different players today. I think most of the guys on the roster played a, or all the guys out there in the 46 played a significant impact in the ball game, and it was a next man up type of game.
Anyone in particular stand out to you?
Anyone in particular? I'm going to have to go back and take a look at the tape. I don't want to single anybody out right now.
How did you get those first two interceptions on the first two possessions? As far as setting the tone, you're up 14 to zip. How much was that a good start for you guys?
That was good. It's good to get the turnovers and then cash in on them on the offensive side of the ball. Defense keeps coming up with the ball. That's encouraging. Offense found a way to get the ball in the end zone. That was big for us. We have to learn to have that killer instinct, though, when you get a team up by two scores and keep the foot on the gas and don't let them back in the ball game. We do know it's a four-quarter-plus ball game. So with that being the case, you have to play the game as it unfolds, and we kept playing there right to the very end.
The running game is what it
–
No. It looked to me like he caught the ball with his hands. They went to the ground. They came up with the ball. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to see it on film.
During the bye, you wanted to focus on the run game. You only have 54 yards today. What did you see out there running-wise?
I thought at the end of the game we had some nice runs come out. I thought Perkins showed some good balance there. It was a tough front to run against, but we got to run the ball better.
Why did we see more of the ball perfect?
We talked about mixing some players in, making sure we use everybody on the 46.
You also did a lot of six-man lines there at the end, even part of the first half. Why did you do that?
We're going to acclimate Marshall back in and, again, use all the 46. As much of the 46 as we can, get every player involved in the game.
Were you happy with that Dwayne took that kickoff out of the end zone and didn't get back to the 25?
Was I happy that we had the ball on the 12-yard line? No, I'm not happy we had the ball on the 12-yard line.
When you got hired, you told us that one of the things you noticed about last year was you guys had leads, but couldn't always hold them. This year, your defense has held a lot of leads in the fourth quarter. So how big a difference does that make, obviously, in the first quarter, but just in general?
Last year's in the rearview mirror. You go back, you learn from the past, and you work on today. And we believe that we're going to win these football games. We believe that we're a physical team that's going to hang on to leads and win the game. We're going to get better as the game goes on and get better, and we're going to win the game in the end.
That confidence kind of overflows to the team when they know the defense is not going to necessarily run down late.
All three phases plays into it. It's not one phase. It's all three phases.
It was encouraging to see the ball get in the end zone by the offense. Was this Eli's best game so far in the season?
He had those unfortunate turnovers. I thought he did a nice job completing the ball today. Again, we'll go back and take a look at the film.
Greg, can you just talk about that sequence, starting with the third down play that got Eli's pass that got tipped and intercepted, and your defense being put in a bad position but holding them out of the end zone?
Yeah, it was a tip ball. I thought we had a chance to get a first down on a couple different options there. He ended up going to the big body over the middle. Ball got tipped. I think we'd have been in good position to get the first down there. And then what was the second part of the question?
Just that then the defense didn't give it up at that point.
Yeah, the defense, they played aggressive. Spags did a great job. He called it aggressive. They were feeding it off. They were feeding off of him right there. And they went out. They challenged the perimeter, got some good rushes, and rose to the occasion.
Wide pass there, and that's about your
say that again.
Third down, what was the thinking? You got obviously run pass. Maybe use your last time out. Did you contemplate that? And why did you ultimately go with that?
You got to repeat. You got to repeat this.
The third down.
Which side of the ball are we on here?
You're on offense.
Okay.
You make a decided pass before the interception.
It wasn't third and 10.
Third. Four.
Yeah.
What was the decision?
Win the game.
You could have made them use. The
I mean, they had made them use the last time out and run 5 seconds off the clock. If we don't get it, then they have a minute 50 to work with. Let's win the game. Let's play aggressive. I thought they got better today.
And it seemed before Victor got hurt, it seemed like his snaps were reduced. Is that accurate?
We just talked about, using all the 46 and rotating as many players as we can in the ball game. and getting him some quality reps.
Jason Pierre-Paul played probably one of his best games in the past 2 years or so. He had the block on the field goal, he had a sack, and then a possible interception at the end of the game. Can you talk about his play tonight?
He looked like he was getting off the ball good. He had a good first step, putting pressure on the tackles, playing aggressive, playing physical, and he was certainly making messes in there.
You continue to have all these close games, but more of them are ending with victories. Is there some way to coach that? Is there some emphasis made to make the end of the game sort of end more in the way you want it to end?
We believe.
Do you think the emotion
is
believe and execute. You know, we keep our foot on the gas. We play aggressive in all three phases. At the end of the game, we don't pull off at all. And I think you stay aggressive, you believe in each other, and you feed off each other.
And at one point, I think in the third quarter and thereafter, Eli Apple was on the sideline.
Why? Again, rotating players in, putting the best players on the field that we think for the situation give us the best chance to win.
Two more.
Did he struggle out there today, Eli Apple?
He had a missed tackle, I saw. He had a couple moments, yes, where he struggled, but he'll bounce back. He's a young player.
I know you can say you don't look at the rearview mirror, but when you talk about belief, is that an issue a year ago for this team now?
I don't know. You have to go back to last year's press conferences. That's in the rearview mirror. I'm not answering those questions. We're right here. We're right now.
What do you think of Trevin Wade and replacement of Apple, especially down the stretch there on the final pass?
I thought Trev had some good plays in there. They went after him on the last one. He had good coverage.
Good rivalry games, especially with the Packers and the Bears. Where does this one rank for you as the win, Giants over the Eagles, especially with the team that struggled against this Eagles team so much in the past?
The question's a little too dramatic for me right now. It was a good win for us in the division, and we'll take it. Thank you.
All right.